Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Elliot Shore Parks, our Eagles reporter, co-host of the Go Birds podcast and Go Birds Radio. And he joins us right now. ESP, what up, brother?
What's going on, guys? I feel like it's been a while since we haven't talked on a football Friday. Kind of sad. No game to preview.
No game, but plenty to talk about, Elliot. Do you buy what the Eagles were selling everybody at the press conference on Tuesday, that Jalen Hurts is their guy and he's their starter next year? Or this year, really?
No. Yeah, no, I don't buy it. I mean, it's possible and probably likely that Jalen is the starter in week one. I think he's a very good option. I think he's an option they'd be, you know, okay to go with. But when you have this amount of draft picks, when there's all these quarterbacks available, when you do have, you know, again, three first-round draft picks, which opens up the possibility of a quarterback in the draft, I think they're going to explore all those options. I think they should explore all those options. So, no, I don't think they're fully committed to Jalen as their guy for week one next year.
I feel like that they feel like that most likely he's going to be the quarterback, and they even said in the press conference, yeah, we told him he's our guy and he knows where he stands with us. But like at the same time, you're right, if all of a sudden one of these veteran quarterbacks wants to come here, it's easy to say, well, things change, right? Like, we like Jalen Hurts, but when the opportunity for Russell Wilson or somebody like that becomes available, we had to do it. But do you think that they're going to be aggressive? See, I don't think they're going to be aggressive in doing it, Elliot. And my one takeaway from the press conference is that Howie talked like he's fine with just taking a year where they're developing, they're drafting more players, and they'll see what happens after next year.
Well, I think the interesting question about them being aggressive is, are they going to have the opportunity to do it, right? Like, if they get word that Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers wants to come here, then, yeah, I do think they'll aggressively pursue those options. Like, if they find out that one of those quarterbacks is willing to come here and they have the assets to make it happen, yeah, I do, just because of their track record, because of – they can talk about rebuilding all they want, but this is not a team that wants to be out of the playoffs, right? They expect to make the playoffs every year. I mean, you look at this, last year was supposed to be a rebuilding year, and they still were competing for a playoff spot. So I do believe that if they have the opportunity to go get a quarterback, they would explore it. But the one thing I would be careful about if I were them is, like, it's one thing to say to the media, you know, Jalen's our guy. But what they're saying to Jalen, I would be careful about that, because, you know, not to bring the Carson Wentz thing back up, but I do think Carson's relationship with the front office, like, deteriorated over time. And I think part of that is he felt, you know, betrayed by the Jalen Hurts pick. So if you're going to tell Jalen that he's the guy and then also go out and look for quarterbacks, like, that's where I think you have to be careful. It doesn't matter what you say to the media, but what you say to Jalen, I think, is important.
All right, I'll move off the QB because I think he's going to be here next year. But the whole sort of tone of maybe just slowly building this thing and here's where I'm at. You can still be aggressive in improving this team. They need a bona fide veteran wide receiver to get the ball to, and they need a bona fide speed rusher on the outside. I know they paid Josh Sweat. Brandon's coming off a torn Achilles. He's in double-digit years now as an NFL player. You need somebody to pair with Josh Sweat. Will they be aggressive in trying to improve this team through free agency in those areas? If you're not going to go out and throw quarterback, well, then go get me a pass catcher and a pass rusher.
Yeah, I think with the second position you said there is really where I think they'll be aggressive. But we, I mean, obviously, Jeffrey and Howie really value the quarterback position, but defensive line and pass rusher is right there with them. I mean, they really value the pass rush. And you can see how they've used their assets in the past, how much they spend money on it, the first-round picks they've invested. So I definitely think, and when you look at this draft, too, I mean, I know there's a lot of premium pass rushers at the top of the draft, but there's also going to be some guys, you know, past pick 10 and between picks like 10 and 25 that are going to be intriguing from a pass rushing option. So I do think if they end up using those three first-round picks, it wouldn't surprise me if they use two of them on pass rushers. I think the line is it's a big enough need where I agree you have Josh Sweat, but after that, like, what do you really have? Javon Hargrave fell off the second half of the year. Brandon Graham's coming off an injury. Barnett might not be here. Milton Williams is a nice
might
piece.
Not
but
be here.
Who?
No, I'm talking about Barnett. He might not be here.
He better not be here.
Why would he be here?
I'll take that back. He almost certainly won't be here. I guess would be a better way to phrase that. And then Milton Williams is what he is at this point. You hope he improves, but he's not a sure thing. So I would be fine, and I would even advise them, like, use two of those picks on the pass rush and rebuild the line.
Elliot Shore Parks, is the Eagles pointing up, the arrow pointing up on the Eagles right now? Is it going kind of to the side where you're saying, all right, there's been some progress made, but there's still a lot tonight? How do you feel about the team right now?
I think the arrow's definitely pointing up, especially if where you look at where they were last year. This time last year, we didn't really know who the head coach was going to be, didn't know what the quarterback situation was, didn't think there was much young talent on the roster. And a year later, I mean, I think everyone feels pretty good about the head coach. The quarterback clearly is a debate, but he had, I think, by all measures, a successful season, no matter how you slice it. And there is young talent on the roster. Devontae Smith has been really good. Gainwell looks good. Goddard had a good year. Talking about Milton Williams, Avante Maddox. So I do think the arrow's definitely pointing up. The question is, can they be one of those teams next year that seriously competes for the division, that is, you know, getting a bye, that type of team? I don't know that, but I do think the arrow's definitely pointing up from where it was last year.
Yeah, see, like, Ellie, I don't want to – I sit down today, and it's mainly because of the quarterbacks. Here's the thing. We can try to spin the successful season out of Jalen Hurts. And listen, they won 9 games, so you can do that. But more people, and we did this yesterday, more people, they'll say, yes, I want Jalen Hurts to be the quarterback. Don't trade for anybody. But it's not because they believe in Jalen Hurts. It's because they're saying, well, we have the draft picks. Everybody wants to use – everybody loves draft picks. Draft picks, draft picks, draft picks, right? So go draft everybody till we don't like the draft picks, and then we'll have Jalen Hurts next year. Do you believe Jalen Hurts is the starting quarterback of the Eagles in the future? Do you believe in him?
Yeah, I do. I think for next year. Now, it depends, like, how do you want to define
future? No, not next year.
No, I'm asking you. Like, how would you define the future? Do I think he'll be the quarterback in 5 years? I think the chances are probably slim that he'll be the quarterback in 5 years.
Do you believe that Jalen Hurts is the Eagles' starting quarterback going forward, not just for a year, going forward?
In my opinion, you're saying? Yes.
Yes.
I think he can be good enough to be their starting quarterback going forward. I do. I think there's a
another
track
ringing endorsement.
Well, I mean, do you want me to say I think they can win a Super Bowl?
No,
next
but
year?
But yeah,
I
mean, yeah, but yes, but better, Elliot, yeah. That's the thing is that when everybody talks about Jalen Hurts, it's never, no, that guy can win. That guy's got a great arm. He can make every throw. He can do this. He can do that. It's like, well, he's a nice guy, and yeah, I think he can be good enough for him to be the quarterback. That's not what I'm looking for.
I would not put him in the class of like Joe Burrow, I think, is a quarterback where you look at him and you go, okay, this guy, they can win with him definitely for the next few years.
Where do you put him? What class?
All the quarterbacks or the young quarterbacks?
Any quarterback. Like, what is he?
Of the 32.
Yeah.
Of the 32? I think he's top 15. I would put him in there. I mean, look, I think that's a fair assessment of where he is at.
You do.
You're trying to pin me down here. We can talk about it if you want.
No. But what I'm asking is, so like who? Who's your comp? Who would you say that he is in the same tier as Jalen Hurts?
I would put him like right below like a Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo type of quarterback. I think he's like right below them. But when you consider his age, I don't know if I would take those two over him right now. But I think right now that's currently where he's at.
Okay. No, like, but here's the thing. I don't want those guys, right? You're right. I think that he's slightly below those. I don't want Jimmy Garoppolo and Derek Carr as my quarterback.
Why not? Just out of curiosity.
They're not good enough to win.
Jimmy Garoppolo's been to the Super Bowl. Derek Carr was
in the playoffs. Dude, they drafted a player third overall. They drafted a quarterback third overall because he's not good
enough.
What's
that to do with Jimmy Garoppolo always winning in the playoffs?
Because they're moving off of him. That's why. I'm not telling you that Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't had success in San Francisco.
But they are letting you know he's not the driving force behind them winning.
They're winning in spite of him.
Yeah, they're letting you know.
I don't know. Their record without him is not great for what it's worth. And I'm not disagreeing you. Obviously, they're saying they're moving on from him.
Yeah.
Obviously. They drafted Trey Lance. I'm just saying it's pretty coincidental. They always seem to win when Garoppolo is in there, and they never win when he's not.
Yeah, what'd you think about that interception he threw at the game end of the game last week that let the Cowboys back in the game?
Yeah, that was a bad moment.
That's why they drafted Trey Lance, and that's Jimmy Garoppolo. That's why.
And we'll see how good Trey Lance is. But when you're talking about Jalen Hurts, if Jalen Hurts can do what Jimmy Garoppolo does, I think that's definitely a good outcome, right? Jimmy Garoppolo's won playoff games. I mean, he has a pretty good record overall as a starting quarterback. That's a good outcome for Jalen.
Well, I mean, that would be more or less if Howie and Nick Sirianni can do
build a great roster. John Lynch
and Kyle Shanahan has done.
Yeah, or if Nick Sirianni's as good of a coach.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you realize they won that NFC Championship game with him throwing the ball 8 times, right?
Yeah, that was one game. It's
the biggest game of the year. They didn't want him to throw the ball.
Also, cost him in the Super Bowl. Yeah. He was scared to death to have him throw.
Yeah.
But here's my thing with Jalen. I get your question, but I feel like you always want it to be, I think Jalen's the guy for the next 10 years. And if I don't think that, then I'm completely out on him. That's not where it is, I think, with him right now. I feel like whenever I answer the question, you're always like, well, do you think it's the next 5 years? I think you can look at Jalen and say, for the next year and probably the year after, you can feel good about him as your quarterback moving forward. Can he improve enough where you win a Super Bowl? I don't know if he can get there, but I definitely think you can, as we saw this year, make the playoffs. And then next year, we'll see if they can win a playoff game. But I think his track record of improvement is definitely there. For all his flaws, he's improved year over year for the last 4 years or whatever, since Alabama. So I do think there's a good chance he comes back here next year and is better.
Elliot, are you
– was that good enough? Was that good
Yes,
enough
it was fine. Yeah, it was great.
It was perfect.
It was great. Are you –
I appreciate it.
Have you been celebrating Jonathan Gannon getting these head coaching jobs and being called a front runner for the Texans job? Does that make you feel good?
It makes me feel good because I was right about the fact that he's a good coach. But I think from the Eagles' perspective and for Eagles fans, I think it should be very troubling. If they lose Jonathan Gannon, that's a big loss. I don't see how you spin it any other way, right? Why would you not want your defensive coordinator to come back when that coordinator, prior to when they gave up in Week 18, had this defense as a top 10 defense in points? I don't get why you would want to replace him.
Well, we get to play only NFC East teams. That'd be great.
Well, good news. They're in the NFC.
We need 17 of these games.
Yeah. Well, they got some other bad teams next year, too. They got the Jaguars. They got the Texans. They got the Colts, right? So there's going to be some teams next year where I think this defense has shown they can perform well against those teams.
You don't even believe the Colts are a bad team, but you said it.
No, I just had to throw that in there.
Yeah, I know it.
Elliot, I do think the Eagles would survive if Jonathan Gannon got a head coaching job. I think
are they in the playoffs this year without the defense? How many games did the offense win for them this year?
No, see, the question is, are they in the playoffs with another defensive coordinator? And the answer is yes.
Right.
I don't know if that's the case. Again, how many games did the offense win for them this year? There were way more games this year where the defense won the game for them. Did they win any shootouts? Off the top of my head, I would say the one.
Yeah, I would. I mean, other than the I would say no game.
Yeah, no game. Whereas the defense,
I mean, they blew out Detroit, but that was also the defense too in that game.
Right.
I'm just saying, everyone thinks it's no big deal to shut down a bad offense until they get someone else in here next year, and Tyler Heinicke is dropping 30 plus points, right? So don't overlook the fact that this defense was able. Yeah, Taylor, I always do that. I don't overlook the fact that this defense is good against bad offenses. I know everyone thinks it's so easy until you can't do it.
All right. Do you have your vegan butter today? Is that why you're grumpy? Are you all right?
I'm fired up, man. I know it's not a football Friday, but, it's always good to talk to you guys.
You brought it, Elliot. We appreciate it, man.
We appreciate it, bro.
I appreciate it. Yeah, all right. Talk to you guys.
All right. Have a good weekend. There he is, Elliot.
I almost broke a blood vessel listening to Elliot.
The reaction as he goes, it's like, top 15, what is he, crazy? Right. And then it goes to the Jonathan Gannon take where people are outraged. There he is.
What the thing is, see, people get mad at you, John. And I think as they get mad at you, and it's, I don't know if they know why they're getting mad at you, because you won't give Jalen more time or I don't know, because they are essentially saying what you're saying.
Yeah.
They're just saying they want more time to see it through.
Yeah, they just want to have this phantom year that to them it matters.
Yeah, because even listening to Elliott talk about Jalen, he's saying, yeah, you want me to say in 5 years? Yeah, if I asked you about Justin Herbert, you wouldn't be stammering. If it was Joe Burrow, you wouldn't be stammering. So there's the difference. We want you to say that you're unsure of him. So if you're unsure of him, why wouldn't the Eagles be unsure of him? Right. Everybody's unsure of him. It's just that some people want to give him more rope than others.
Yeah, people don't want to say I'm unsure of him. They want to say give him more time to develop. Right. I like what I've seen from him.
Yes, but really they're saying I'm unsure of him.
Yeah.
If not, you'd be willing to die on the hill saying he's a guy you can go win a Super Bowl with him.
Can I play something for you that Mike Lombardi was on? We'll get back to your phone calls. Mike Lombardi was on the morning show this morning, mm-hmm. and he's talking about Jalen Hurts, and Mike Lombardi is not a big believer in Jalen Hurts being the guy going forward. I think he's a fan of what he did or whatever, and just listen, here it is.
When you go in the Hurts direction, you basically have to commit to this single-wing Oklahoma offense. And frankly, if I was Nick Sirianni, I would probably go back and watch a lot of the old Newt Rockne tapes of the box formation. I would go back and watch some of the single-wing with Cecil Isbell of the Green Bay Packers and watch some of that stuff, because that's kind of what you need to run.
Cecil Isbell?
I don't even know
who that is.
I know who Newt Rockne is.
Newt Rockne.
They had leather helmets on when he was coaching. So essentially what Mike Lombardi was saying was that if Jalen Hurts is going to be your quarterback, you're going to need to find ways to be able to switch up what you did last year, but be like your best way to win with Jalen Hurts is running the football. That's essentially what he was saying. You're going to have to do it in different ways. You're going to have to change your offense to be something that's not really an NFL offense in the current day. Is what he was saying. Great. Awesome. And I know Lombardi's been wrong about stuff before, but anyway, I think they played him the clip from Tampa Bay, and Lombardi's reaction was, like anybody that watches the game that can see that just from even just watching real time.
Yeah, I disagree with my main man, Richie Rich, and I know he's a big Hurt supporter, but I disagree with, you know, those statements from a coach on the sideline about Hurts isn't somehow a damning statement, or you shouldn't take anything into that. Yeah, you should, because that's not said about every quarterback on the sideline. It's not said about every young quarterback on the sideline, right? No, that's him relaying to his guys. The book on this kid is he's struggling reading defenses, move around a little bit, confuse him, and he's going to throw us a few.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's saying right now, that's the book on him. That doesn't say he won't ever be able to understand the defense. That's saying that's where he's at now. And you look up Jalen's scouting reports and other stuff, like you see these things of where he struggled at. And this is the step he's going to have to take moving forward. He's going to have to take that step moving forward, or your offense is always going to have a cap on it. When you look at some of these young quarterbacks that show potential, and they don't reach their potential, well, there's some type of block there. You know,
There's a
reason why, man. Yeah. And it he wouldn't be the first young quarterback that's went through that and struggled with that. But you have to have an organization that's patient enough, a coaching staff that's good enough that's going to be able to coach those things out of him, and an organization is going to be patient enough to allow him to make mistakes and not overreact to them, and help him through those mistakes. You got to be committed to that, though.
Seems like they're committed for one more year, and then they're gonna review every option after that.
But see, this is what I would say to them: then go get him help.
Yeah, I agree.
Because to me, it's unfair to him to say go out there with these young guys and everybody's learning at the same time. That doesn't help Jalen. That's put more pressure on Jalen to have to teach younger guys while he's trying to learn.
Take some of the pressure off of him and Devontae and everybody.
Yes.
Yep, it does.
Like, that's what you need. And takes pressure off of Nick Sirianni trying to come up with some Newt Rockne game plan to try to win.
I'm an expert at football.
Because to be fair to him, he's trying to coach an offense that he didn't prepare to coach. He's trying to fit it around a quarterback in his skill position or what have you. So this isn't what he had planned to do when he came here.
No. Newt Rockne was born in 1888, by the way.
Oh, wow.
He died in 1931. So that was definitely, that was no helmets, maybe. 215-592-9494. Are you a Newt Rockne fan, Jack? Do you know about him?
Yeah, I broke down his All-22 a little bit. But I would like the Eagles to maybe think more like 2022 offense.
More modern.
1932.
Yeah. More modern. All right. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls, as promised, coming up next. Also, Daniel Jeremiah, his first mock draft. Who does he have the Eagles taking? And would you trade these three picks straight up for Russell Wilson?
Yes.
We'll debate that coming up next. Marks and Riesel, 94 WIP. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We're back. Marks and Reese. What up, everybody? It's mock draft season. It starts now. Like, it's your favorite time of year.
I do enjoy it.
Yeah.
I mean,
until about March.
It gets old after a while. Yeah. I mean, it's already started.
Yeah. Of course. No, and you'll get to the point where you're like, oh, these guys are wrong anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun in the beginning, but then we'll go through that moment in the offseason where it's like, I'm tired of mock draft 8.0.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Or 5.0 or whatever.
Right.
But yeah. Anyway, it's still a fun time of the
season.
Listen,
it's more fun because the Eagles have a bunch of picks, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Well, Daniel Jeremiah, he's a big mocker. Would you consider him one of the top mockers there,
yeah,
Zach?
Yeah, for sure.
I like DJ.
He's in there.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the same. Kuiper's the OG, and McShay's, you know, he's in ESPN. But I mean, would say DJ's right up there.
He's telling the Eagles to trade for Russell Wilson when he could have just drafted him in 2012, though.
That's yep. Right. That's why he wants him to trade now, yeah.
Yep. Unfinished business for DJ.
Yep.
All right, so before we get to the Eagles picks, he has Kenny Pickett as the first quarterback taken by the Broncos at 9. Matt Corral to the Washington football team at 11. Another quarterback going. And then you get to the Eagles at 15. So keep track of this, Jack. I don't even know how to pronounce this guy's last name. George Karlaftis?
Stephanopoulos.
The defensive end from Purdue.
Edge rusher from Purdue.
George, the edge rusher from Purdue.
Right. I'm saying I'm sure he's a fine, but like just
fine the young man.
Fact that it says Purdue, I have less interest.
There's only two Big Ten schools that matter. So it's
That's
like
right.
Ohio State and Michigan.
Michigan State, man. You feel me? That's what I'm talking about.
He
might need that running back out of Michigan State.
He's got, hey.
Second round.
He's a second round pick. Yeah. I see about 5 sacks a year out of this guy. What do you think? Like, solid player, wouldn't be a total bust, but good against the run, motor.
I know we all don't look very favorably on Ryan Kerrigan, you know, as an Eagle, but as a Washington football team
he's the
player,
killer Eagles,
he was
yeah.
a pretty damn good player.
On the Mount Rushmore of athletes that have killed us in years past.
So maybe he's the next – he is getting compared to Ryan Kerrigan. Kerrigan went to Purdue, a lot of like, so – I mean, I'm just saying, if he has that type of career, we would be more than happy.
Sure, we'd sign up for it right now.
Ryan Kerrigan was terrible this year, but his years with Washington, he was pretty good.
Yeah, he's a Pro Bowl player.
Yeah, he's
sure.
Pretty good. Yep.
Next pick, Drake London, wide receiver from USC.
I'm out. Never even heard of him, but it's a wide
receiver. Another Pac-12 wide receiver.
There's only one good one, right? I mean, Juju is the only good recent one from USC.
Pittman's okay.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, Pittman's
yeah he's
okay.
good. I'd take him.
Yeah. Well, but, hell yeah, I can't even say a lot about this kid because I don't know if I watched any USC football this year.
I saw plenty of USC football and they weren't very good.
I'm like, yeah, I don't remember USC playing anybody this year.
I was with my work hours on Sunday
CBS,
morning.
Yes,
I saw every late
right
because they weren't in the prime time a lot because
no,
their team sucked.
No, right, that's what I'm saying. I didn't see them in any big game this year.
So there were a lot of 10 o'clock games where they're playing the other Pac-12 teams.
What's this kid's name?
Drake London.
Drake London. Was he lighting up the scoreboard?
I don't even know. I mean, if he's
the name
first
is Drake,
round,
that's got to be good, right?
Listen, it doesn't seem like a name that – no. It doesn't seem like a name that's going to work out here. Drake London, Jack?
Yeah, he had 88 catches, 1,000 yards, and 7 touchdowns.
Hey.
Okay.
And that's with a terrible quarterback, right? They never had a quarterback out there.
I'm all for – by the way, just in general, I'm all for drafting a wide receiver in the first round. I know
6'5",
people don't want to do
210,
that.
6'5", 210, too.
But don't you stick with, like, Ohio State, Alabama receivers?
Yes.
It's like, whenever you get astray from that, it's always kind of a worry.
Yeah, but then you miss out on your DK Metcalfs and all those types of guys. You miss those
So,
guys.
Listen, at Notre Dame, he had 15 catches for $171.
Seems like a big body catcher.
Yeah.
I don't
Which
know how
they
much
need.
Fast he is, yeah.
16 catches against Utah for $162.
Okay.
Trying to see some.
Utah won the Pac.
Yeah, not for their defense. That's for
well,
sure.
You know.
so that's 16, and then finally with their final first round draft pick, Kenyon Green, offensive guard from Texas A&M.
There we go. That sounds like an Eagles pick.
All right. So here's my trade proposal. Would you trade Kenyon Green, offensive guard from Texas A&M, Drake London, wide receiver from USC, and George from Purdue for Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I would.
So I'll tell you who wouldn't do that trade. Seattle wouldn't do that trade.
Right. Well, yeah, they wouldn't take those players for sure. Yeah.
So I guess, like, when you look at it like that, it's like.
Well, that's why, listen, I understand we love our draft picks, and I get it. And when you're up in higher in the draft and you got a chance to get real live difference makers, I don't mind you holding on to those guys and adding those guys. But what we're doing now is saying we're going to trust that we make the right selections at 15, 16, and 19.
These are the actual guys you could be drafting.
Yeah.
And how he's doing the
draft.
Well,
yeah, and those are the players that are going to be in that area.
Yep.
And if they don't take a quarterback, right, because you didn't mention the quarterback in that area, if they don't take a quarterback, this is the type of player you may be looking at them taking.
Yep.
Because the kid, the safety from Notre Dame is gone. I mean, do we believe that he was going to take a safety in the first round?
It'll be the first time in team history.
No.
Okay, so.
History would suggest no.
So what do we think will be their number one priority?
Edge rusher.
The edge rusher, yes.
Edge rusher.
So you're going to look at the best defensive
Maybe
end.
Corner.
George Purdue.
Yeah. Papadopoulos.
Yeah.
Stephanopoulos.
Malik Willis goes 29 to the Lions in this particular mock draft.
Okay.
Jameson Williams, the injured wide receiver from Alabama who just tore his ACL, goes 30 to the Chiefs. Ooh. Now, see, that intrigues me. Yep.
Does it again.
Somebody falls to him. That kid falls to him.
Yep.
And he didn't have to use him next year.
No.
Meanwhile, in his second year, now you got a blazer next to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, see, it's more pressure on us to make those picks count.
Yep.
Whereas, you know, Andy's sitting in the back of the draft, that guy just falls to you.
Yep.
You know, so.
It really is the toughest place to draft because you're not like, you're a top 10, like last year. The top 10 laid itself
easy,
out.
Yes.
I could have made those picks and yep. it would have went the same direction.
You were going to get a good player in that
yeah.
top 10.
Now you go into the teens and now it's, okay, it's well, this team likes this guy.
Do me a favor. Look at who went last year at 15, 16, and 19.
I was doing a little bit of that over last weekend. Get some good players.
Did they last year?
Get some not. But I did it over the, like the last 10 years, and I didn't complete the project.
Well, some drafts are deeper than others.
Correct.
Last yeah. year, so 12 was Parsons.
No, give me 15, oh, 16,
we're
and
We're working
19.
Our way up. 15
Why?
Was
give
Mac
me 15,
Jones.
15, 16, and 19.
So 12, I'm just kidding. 15 was Mac Jones. 16 was Zaven Collins, who I don't know if he did anything in Arizona. The Raiders took Alex Leatherwood at 17.
Bus.
Dolphins took Jalen Phillips at 18, and 19 was Jameen Davis.
The linebacker
from
Washington.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
So I know Jerry Jeudy went 15 the year before that. AJ Terrell, Atlanta, and
okay.
then Damon Arnett from the Raiders, cornerback.
Who they already cut, I believe.
Yes. Malik Hooker a couple years ago, Indianapolis, yeah. went in one of those
now.
Spots
He's
with a different
Cowboys
team.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, just if you look at it, you're probably going to see some hits and you're going to see some misses, right? Like,
yeah.
that's just.
I'm just looking at the caliber of player that I'm missing out on that I wouldn't want an elite quarterback for.
You're not getting that caliber player.
That's really what you're doing. You're saying, okay, would I rather have this player or would I rather have the quarterback?
It's much different than what you're seeing in the top eight picks. And that's what if the Giants decide that they want to make a run at Russell Wilson, they have two top eight picks, and it's much different. You're getting can't-miss guys for the most part, right? And then some will miss.
And will the Eagles take another wide receiver in the first round?
3 years
in a row?
See, I think I would.
I mean, I would do it, but I don't know if they would do it.
I would do it, too. I would bet big money that they don't select 15, 16, and 19. That they trade up,
they trade
back.
Right.
They don't stand pat.
Right.
How he likes making moves and getting the
So he tries to go get the DN.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, he tries to go get the DN. Yeah, the best pass rusher on the board. Ooh, would you trade? Okay, work with me here.
All right.
Would you trade two of them? Possibly three if it costs you three. I don't think it would cost you three, but to move up to get Hutchinson.
You're going to have to go all the way
up to. Yeah, at least the top three.
Yeah. So 15 and 16, and then you're picking at 19?
I think you need 15, 16, and 19.
Yeah.
Would you rather trade three firsts for Russell Wilson or Aiden Hutchinson?
Right. You get a young defensive end.
Three firsts for Russell Wilson, yes.
Wow.
That's easy.
We get the next T.J. Watt.
Right. I mean, okay, if he's going to be the next T.J. Watt, yeah, I'll take him, okay. But I'm saying, would the Eagles be looking to do that, to use the picks to go up and get the best defensive end?
No.
No?
No.
Well, why not, though?
Because Howie wants more lottery tickets for the future. That's why if we agree
we're gonna land this plane at some point.
If we agree that they don't that he doesn't believe fully in Jalen Hurts, he wouldn't be doing his job if he wasn't keeping his options open. And part of keeping the options open are having future draft picks to be able to finagle to move up in the draft or to trade.
Okay, I'm with you there. I'm just trying to talk my way through. Do we want to go out there and get a difference maker? Or do we just want to add multiple players?
Quantity over quality.
Yes.
I want quality.
I want quality over quantity.
Yep. You should be able to get the quantity in the mid rounds.
Right.
You should be able to get who was calling Milton Williams Benny Logan, but it's a decent comparison, right? Like Benny
yeah.
Logan was a good starter. He left for free agency, made money. He didn't resign him because he was asking
pick.
For too much.
Yeah.
But he was a good starter, and Milton Williams looked like he could be a better Benny Logan. You need to hit on your third round draft picks to where they're starters and they're quality
yep.
starters.
Yep.
You don't need three first round draft picks to get the quantity. You need the quality out of those first round draft picks.
You need a star player.
Yes.
You need a difference maker.
A first, and then a second rounder needs to be an above average starter.
Yes.
And they've done pretty well with their second round draft picks for the most part. They've had some
yep.
misses, but they've
yep.
done pretty well with the second round picks. That's what they need.
Yep.
All right. Go back to the phones. We have Mad Mike checking in to brighten our day. Mad Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hi. So just to put this out there, I heard OG Fraud's call yesterday and Elliot Shore Park's call today, and it's just funny that all these guys that seem like huge Hurts supporters are hedging their bets a little bit with the way they're talking.
Like, OG Wade's
not hedging
anything. It sounds
like OG Wade is still in there.
Now, he was hedging his bet hard. He's like, well, I don't know if he's going to be. He needs people around him. Like, he's hemming and hawing because he knows his guy isn't good. And same with Elliott Shore Parks. Like, it's all, they're like, oh, man, I really went too hard backing this guy, and now I'm going to look like a schmuck. So I got to walk my way back on this. It's laughable at this point. And here's
See,
the thing.
Mike, they got to go down with the ship like I did. I'm just riding the Bronco until it's just all the way down.
Mad Mike, hang on a second, because OG Wade's actually on the line, and he wants to respond.
Oh, God.
Now, gentlemen, let's keep this clean for air without
oh, boy.
Physical threats. OG Wade, how do you respond to Mad Mike's accusation that you're out on Hurts?
How are you, Mike?
Hello, OG. How are you?
Waiting to see you.
you don't want none of me, buddy. You sound a little too old. I'll take you right down.
We're not doing the physical violence
Mike,
stuff.
Mike, I already got the rap on you, boy. You ain't from King of Pressure, neither.
Where am I from? You tell me where I'm from.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got you, boy.
All right, this is working out exactly how I thought it was going to.
Let me go here. Let me tell you. I'm respectful to Mike.
Please.
Here's what I'm saying.
How are you being respectful?
All right, let him talk, Mike. Let him respond. You made your accusations. Go ahead.
Here's what I want to say. Mike comes in with the same narrative every call, so that does not change. Only thing I'm saying to y'all and everyone else about Hurts, Hurts is in his first year of starting.
Second year of starting. He's not a rookie. He played 20 games.
Let him finish, Mike. Let him finish. Go ahead, Wade.
Hurts did a damn good job in his first year start, okay? We got 9 wins out of his starts, okay?
Playing crap.
Listen, you little schmuck. Shut the hell up before I really come and get your ass.
Mike,
don't
let him talk. Games. Let him talk, please. All
right? Don't be disrespectful. Now, all we got to do right now is get Hurts some more weapons, a veteran wide receiver, 2 of them. Okay, and then this year, Howie and them really don't have to do nothing different. Stay with your plan. Take them draft picks and do whatever you got to do to make the team better. You already down the rabbit hole in terms of what you invested in with Jalen. So there's no reason for you to come off that trail right now. That's all I'm saying. Now, no, I don't know if Jalen's going to be a great quarterback. Here's what I know. He's going to be a good quarterback. That I know he has that in him. So all this other stuff we talking about, he can't read defenses. Well, didn't he play well against New Orleans defense, which was the number one defense? Didn't he play well against the Denver Broncos defense? He didn't have a chance for our problem reading their defenses, did he? So let's come off all that. Because if we didn't have the playoff game, all of us would be happy about the arrow being pointed up with this team. Let's be realistic. You know what I'm saying? Now, y'all ain't got to agree that he's this and he's that. But agree that the owl, without that playoff game, the owl is pointing up. So come on, man.
All right, Wade, very respectful, and I appreciate you doing that. Something Mike didn't do.
Threw for 147 yards against the Saints. Don't tell me he had a good game. You went 13 for 24. That's not a quarterback. That's a runner that throws the ball occasionally. Like,
all right.
Why can't we be just honest? This guy's not that good enough.
All right. Well, listen.
I've said this. I think there is a. What do you think? There is a line being drawn in the sand between either. The thing is, people want you to be all the way in, or they classify you as being out on the guy. And I don't think that's fair. I think we ought to be able to look at Jalen Hurts and point out pluses and minuses. Right. And then you decide, OK, which outweighs the other in your mind? And do you feel comfortable moving forward? And if so, how much forward do you feel comfortable with him? Because to me, for those of us that are in the same camp that I'm in, there's more or less I'm OK with riding out the year with him. That's still not a ringing endorsement. That's just saying, OK, if there's nothing else better, then we don't have to cut Jalen Hurts. Or anything, you know, you get through this season with him.
Right.
But again, that isn't necessarily a ringing endorsement where you're saying, this is my guy. You guys are making a mistake. They got it right. This is the guy. I think a lot of us like him. We like his makeup. But we watch the games and we say we know this. Like, we know that there are limitations there. Now, we reconcile with those limitations by saying he's young and there's still time to change and improve, which
it's true.
It's true.
It's true.
But it doesn't mean it's going to change to the level where we're going to say that's the guy. That's the guy. And there has to be a little bit of this hedging with the Eagles, too.
Sure.
Now, thankfully, they said all the right things, I believe.
Yeah, they handled it well.
They said all the right things. But they had already showed their hand a little bit prior to the season. You watch how the season played itself out, how you had to change your philosophy on offense, right? Like, we understand they are actually handling this the right way because they understand the sensitivity of the starting quarterback position in this town. And you can't just botch this by
like they already did.
Yeah, we can't do that. So they're certainly handling it the right way. But if we're just trying to predict or project what they're going to do, well, what they may want to do over the next 3 months may not be able to get done. But it doesn't mean in a year they won't be back at this table looking to do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and something that you've been saying a lot is that if you genuinely want to see where he is a year from now, don't come back with the same roster.
Yeah.
And
I can't have Quez as my number two wide receiver.
Yeah, and T.Y. You signed T.Y. Hilton in the offseason as the veteran guy to bring in, and he's hurt the whole year.
That's a possibility because you know they know T.Y.
They're familiar
Hilton.
With
yes.
him. He's not going to cost a lot of money. He's
and
a veteran.
He's not a big receiver either. He's more of a slot guy.
Yep.
I mean, he still has a little speed, but he's not the old T.Y.
Certainly not.
No.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see what they do, man. Now, if you go out and get a Chris Godwin or what have you, now you're telling me, you want to see what Jalen really can do. Because what you're doing is giving him weapons that's going to make him look good or should make him look good. And then therefore, you're going to be willing to commit to him.
Yeah. Yeah, if you were trading for Russell Wilson, you wouldn't be standing pat at wide receiver. At least you'd be out there trying to make some moves.
Yep.
And by the way, these wide receivers would look a lot different. At least one of the wide receivers would look different with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Quez would look different.
Yeah.
Jalen may still look the same.
Rager's not. I don't think he's going to look much different. Justin in Tennessee, what's up, feller?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
How are you?
What's up, Justin?
Sound a little congested, you all right?
Yeah, I believe I've got the COVID. I think I caught it from my son. So.
Number two?
Yeah, second time around for me. So.
Oh, are you all right?
Hopefully this is bad as it gets. It's just like I got a bad head cold or something like that.
How's your son doing, all right?
He's fine. He's a kid. He's taking it like a champ. He's like a cold for one day, and he's fine.
All right, good.
What did you say the percentage of people was that didn't want Russell Wilson? Was it like 11%?
11?
Like,
most people didn't
like
want
that.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I was thinking that it was kind of undecided, and then 11% was like, no, I can't remember. But anyway,
So it was 68% that said stick with Hurts, but then 80% of the people said that he's the best option right now. They don't believe in him long term. Right? So it's not that they say stick with Hurts because I believe in him. It's stick with Hurts so we can use those draft picks.
Right.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, I mean, draft picks aren't a sure thing where we're picking at because we're in the middle rounds. And we've seen what's happened not the middle rounds, but in the middle of the first round.
Yep.
We've seen what's happened. And good Lord, I hope and pray it don't go the way Daniel Jeremiah's got it because he's got us passing on a Jabo from Michigan and Chris Olave. And I'd rather have the injured Alabama receiver that falls to Andy at 16 than the kid from SC. But, I mean, I want the sure thing because when you get a proven quarterback that – like Russell Wilson, he is going to make Devontae better. He is going to make Dallas Goedert better. I don't know that Russell Wilson's ever had a really good tight end to throw to in Seattle. Best of my recollection, he's not. I think he had
Jimmy Graham.
New Orleans.
Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, and it was like he fell off once he went to Seattle because they didn't know how to use him or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't do well in Seattle, best I can remember.
Yep.
So I would much rather have Russell Wilson, but it's like you guys said earlier. The Giants have, what, two picks in the top eight?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep.
And they
if
just
Seattle's
hired,
pick.
Hired a, yeah, they just hired a GM today from Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
So You know, they're saying that that probably signals that they could probably get Brian Daboll as their head coach, and I don't think Daboll's going to want Daniel Jones. I really don't. But unfortunately, that's the bad thing about it. You know, they could get Russ Wilson. That's going to be a
that. Listen, hey, Justin,
that's what I'm worried about.
Justin, that will be a freaking nightmare if they decide we're going to get Russell Wilson.
Because you know, Ciara wants to go to New York probably, and if Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Way I, you know, where I come from, you know, you got to keep Mama happy. But that's my thoughts. And I've got a meatloaf thing for you, John.
What you got?
Okay, I love meatloaf, but we can't have it anymore. My wife can't eat red meat anymore, but there's a thing called Hunt's Meatloaf Starter,
mm-hmm.
and it's in a can, and it's kind of like a tomato seasoning sauce that you mix the meat up with.
Mm.
Dude, it is phenomenal. I'll send you a picture of it. I actually found a can that we had in the cabinet because, like I said, we can't eat it anymore because my wife.
Well, do a turkey meatloaf.
Probably. I mean, you can do it. But
I've done a turkey meatloaf, and it just doesn't have the same taste.
Nah.
I'm a disappointed guy.
Yeah. I hear you.
But I'll send you a picture of it on the DMs, man. It's really good, and there's always enough left over to put over the top. And she would fix a brown gravy to go with it, and mashed taters and peas and mac and cheese. Good Lord, it make a puppy pull a freight train. It's so good. anyway, that's my thoughts for the day, guys. Y'all keep doing your thing. I'm going to keep listening.
I feel better.
Thank you, bud.
Feel better, Justin.
Make a puppy pull a freight train.
So I don't do the brown gravy on the meatloaf. Although I've had good meatloaf out at a fine restaurant to where I was like, wow, this is really good with this gravy. I prefer
the red sauce.
Yeah, the glaze on top of it. But
yeah. Yeah, the turkey meatloaf. Yeah, Renee's tried that a time or two.
You know what I mean? Like you get a turkey burger because you're like, oh, turkey burger will be good, and you know, like, oh, and then you bite into it, you're like, I want a regular cheeseburger.
Yeah,
it's missing the flavor of the burger.
Yes, and you can tell.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Then I'm disappointed in every bite that I take. Like, damn it, I should have just gotten the cheeseburger,
man.
Yeah. Otherwise, just don't get it. Just get something else. Go get a salad. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. We have Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk coming up next. We'll get his opinion, the national perspective of Jalen Hurts. What are people saying around the league? What does Mike Florio think about Jalen Hurts as the long-term answer for the Eagles at quarterback? Also, the games this weekend and everything else. That's coming up with Mike Florio next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs. And that's why FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is hooking customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds for the divisional playoffs. Now, bet $5 to win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. I've gone back and forth on these playoff games all weekend. I'm going to take Cincinnati plus the points. I'm going to take Green Bay minus the points. I'm going to take Los Angeles plus the points. And I'm taking Kansas City, Buffalo to go over. Too scared to make a pick there with those two. I'll just take the over, take the points there. Now, there's no better place to bet the NFL playoffs than on America's number one sports book. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account? Well, FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 as well. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet when you use promo code Ike when signing up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Again, use promo code Ike and pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.